Brother Holly and Sister Holly for helping us out, praising and worship our soon coming King. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harps, sing unto him with palmistry and instruments of 10 strings. That note is in Psalms. It is joy, Christian friends and community, to meet corporately as a nucleus of the body of Christ today. Amen. For God's people. Thank you for coming today, even through the snow. You sacrifice. We trust that today will be a real spiritual blessing to your hearts today. On the 20th, a note is of for the deacons, the 26th of this month at, I connected with, I thought most of the deacons, well, we only have three right now. So January the 26th at 10 o'clock sharp, we're going to meet at Flatjack. That's in DeWitt, Michigan, at 10 o'clock. And there's some things I want to run through the deacons with and everything for cooperation and everything. So I look forward to seeing the deacons there and Pastor Eric. Did you hear that?
Amen. I don't understand it.
Okay, but they do. I'm going to give an opportunity for three people to give a bubbling popcorn testimony. That's something that's on your heart and you just, it's jumping off, and you got to share it with the body of Christ to help us out. Three people. And who will be the first?
Thank you, Pastor Aubrey. This is something that I've been concerned about for a little bit, is that we don't get up enough and give our testimonies, that we don't say what the Lord has done for us, and that we don't pass that on to our children. So, Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity and for the joy that this congregation is. And it's so wonderful to see so many people out there this morning.
Amen.
Amen. In answer to prayer.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We're happy to be here. We haven't been here for about 3 weeks. We have, just want to say thank you for all your prayers, but keep praying because we're still with this cold thing. So,
good to have you back.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay, we got one more. Sister Weathers is coming.
Well, my name is Brenda. Amen. I'm just glad to be here today. You know, as they say, it's good to be seen.
And not viewed.
And, you know, it's good for people to tell you that. But I'm just thankful. I've spent this past week babysitting my grandson. He caught the flu again, and it was really rough. But I thank God because we prayed through it, and he's fine. He's doing good. He needed a lot of rest, and he got it. Made me sure he got that. Okay, anyway, I just thank the Lord. I thank all of you for your prayers that you always honor when we ask for it. And just keep praising the Lord. We can't, it doesn't get old, does it?
No.
Never. And that's my testimony. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I don't want to cut nobody off. If you just got to get up and say something, say something. But I don't want to quench the spirit, though. Okay. If you have your scriptures, the first book in the Bible is what?
Genesis.
All right. That's real easy, so we don't have to define and look and search for Obadiah or Habakkuk or whatever. Something. This is something easy. This is duck soup. Turn with us in God's Word, chapter 5 of Genesis. We'll start at verse 21 through 24. We might read 25 too. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God, and after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And now let's look at verse 25 as well. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and he begot Lamech. Let us ask God's blessing upon his precious word, okay? Eternal Father, we come in thy presence, and we thank you, Lord, for what thus saith the Lord. And your word is timeless, from creation to revelations, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the simplicity of your word, for the practicality of your word, the sanctity of your word, that it will just thrive in our bones, in our bodies, and that it will become more part of us, Father. We give thou thanks, Father, for this hour that we set aside corporately to praise and worship and learn of instructions from you. In Jesus' precious name, our Savior, amen and amen. Amen. Beloved, our aim, our 15 minutes aim. I can preach 15 minutes, or I could do 35 or an hour if I had to. But he want me to pour it on y'all today. But these 15 minutes, the aim is God can use an ordinary man who did an extraordinary thing, and that was he walked with God. That's what he did. An ordinary man. That could, or an ordinary woman. That could be you. That's our aim. That's where we're going. Enoch was so close to God, friends, that God took Enoch unto himself, because he had confidence and he gave Enoch information about the coming judgment that was coming. Now, you don't get any closer with God than that. He saw, God saw the impending judgment that was coming upon mankind. And he took this individual. And because the world was getting so corrupt like it is today, they were, the scene was perilous, dismal, corrupt. Even the daughters of men, they and the fallen angels was coming. And through corruption, intertwining with human folks, men that married women, angelics, illicit marriage, and all the rest. The depravity of mankind. And God told and avoided Enoch to take him away. It's a picture of the church. It's a picture of us, the body of Christ. So this man in the Bible that walked faithfully with God, his name was Enoch. This depicts his life of faith, means taking physical steps towards a destination. His was a unique and special relationship and fellowship with God. What about you and I today? The word walk and walking is a metaphor, and in our context, it's a journey. We are on a journey, Christian friends. We see in scriptures and others walked with God as well. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, did not he? He found favor in the eyes of the Lord and walked faithfully with God as well. You see, even in the New Testament, the writer of the book of Hebrews put Enoch in the hallmarks of faith. And in Hebrews, he said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And some of us is not going to see death, but we're going to be translated. And he was found because God has had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, the Bible says in Hebrews, that he pleased God, end of quote. So why God spared him from physical death? Well, we find the next chapter in chapter 6. God saw the wickedness of men, or man, was great upon the earth, and every imaginable thought. And that reminds me today of our total depravity and how mankind has fallen to his lowest standards. And this is not new. This is ancient. And every imaginable thought of the heart was continually evil and corrupt. And I believe God took Enoch before the imminent judgment that was getting ready to fall through a flood. But it was one man that was a standout. Enoch, that walked it faithfully with God. It was recorded in the scriptures, Enoch walked with God 300 years, and all the days of Enoch was a total of 365 years, the scripture tells you right here, upon the earth. However, he had or begat a son, and his name was Methuselah. And he had other sons and daughters as well. Our narrative says Methuselah. I don't say this word every day, so I'm getting tongue-tied. He lived longer than Adam. That's interesting, ain't it? He lives longer than Adam. And these two men was the gap between creation and the flood, you might well know. But before the flood, God miraculously extended Methuselah's lifespan until the golden age of what? Everybody know Methuselah's age. 969 years. At this time, there was careless, rephrase, this was a careless, dark moment in history pending the judgment of God. And we're on the verge of it right now, of this second coming of Jesus Christ, of this pending judgment. The name Methuselah means sending forth. That's what his name means. While others believe that Methuselah meant when he is dead, it shall be sent. What shall be sent? God's judgment. It was no judgment until this person died. So as long as Methuselah lived, the flood could not come. So in the years Methuselah died, it was the year, the same, precisely the year of the flood. Interesting. But we had a man here who was faithfully walking with God. Methuselah's longevity lasted because God kept him as a miraculous testimony that he's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Isn't that beautiful? He gives us time. He gives us long-suffering. And he's patient and merciful, not willing that any should perish, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20. In the application now for all this in the New Testament, the metaphor of walking the life of faith as a journey, we're to walk by the Spirit. We're to be walking by the Spirit. Like Noah and Enoch. If you and I want to live a clean life, listen, Paul says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It is the Holy Spirit gives us victory over sin. It's just that simple, isn't it? We're to walk in the way of love, again, as Paul says, the walk of a believer as God's dear child. We're to walk in love as well. Are we walking in love? Are we mimicking? Are we stacking up with a walk like Enoch, so close to the Lord? As Christ also loved us and gave himself for us. And you know, to maintain good fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters in the faith in Christ, John the Apostle wrote, but if you walk in the light as he is in the light, John the Apostle says, we have fellowship one with another. Is that Bible? That's the remedy. That's the antidote to keep us on track. As Jesus Christ demonstrated the light, we need to be walking in fellowship with one another. And the Bible says, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, according to 1 John 1:7. We're to walk as we were taking a physical step towards a desired destination, as Enoch did. Walking in truth, because what? The truth shall set you and I free, right? As we have received a commandment from the Father, John says in 1st and 2nd John 1:4. Furthermore, I cannot tell you how much I love you if I'm not walking in obedience. It just don't work that way. To his command in verse 6 in 2 John here, to be like Enoch as steadfasting, consistency, abiding trust in God. That's what he'd done. He was abiding in Jehovah God. And furthermore, to walk faithfully, we must live as Jesus did. That's what we must be doing today. As Jesus did, or the King James Version would say, walk just as Jesus walked. And you know the Gospels, how he walked. How he healed the sick, raised the dead, had compassion on the unfriendly, the ungodly, and all the rest above. As we see the day approaching. And you know, there's only two men in Scripture that did not taste the death. And it was simply Enoch and whom? Elijah. Thank you. You know, and one little girl came from her Sunday school class, was really happy about hearing a good story of Enoch. And she described the event to her mother, what she learned in Sunday school. You might have heard this story. And the little girl said, quote, the teacher told us about Enoch and how he walked with God. Her mother said, well, what about Enoch? And the little girl put it something like this. It seems that every day God would come by and say to Enoch, Enoch, would you like to walk with me? And Enoch would come out his house and down to the gate, and he would go walking with God. The story is told. He got to the place that he enjoyed it so much that he'll be waiting at the gate of his house every day. And God will come along and say, Enoch, let's take a walk. Then one day God came by and said, Enoch, let's take a long. I have so much to tell you, Enoch. So they were walking and walking. And finally, Enoch said, my, it's getting late in the afternoon. I better be getting back home. And God said to him, Enoch, you're closer to my house than you are to your home. So you come on home with me. And so Enoch went home with God. That Christian friend is the picture of Enoch. That is a picture of the rapture, of the imminent rapture of Jesus Christ. What about your life, Christian friend? Are you walking in the spirit that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh? Are you walking in truth? Are you walking in the light as he is in the light? Are you looking forward like Enoch to be with the Lord in a moment of a twinkling of an eye? I trust that you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior today. I trust that you're not just a casual Bible reader or a religious person, but that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and have taken him into your life, into your heart, as your personal Savior. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we love you, Father, today. And the call, Father, is to be ready to know you not as a religious figure, but as establishing a relationship with you, as the personal Savior of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray, Lord, that we challenge the Christian that they will be like Enoch, walking with God, seizing every opportunity to get ready for the great day of jubilation. Thank you, Father, for this hour. We'll give thee glory and power. In his name, amen. Brother Holly.